Hai să pace pere în pencea, hai să dawa, hai să dawa, hai să pela în pencea.
Bicini mthethwa, Jaros Jakarumba, Mandla Spikiri, Mahuta, and Emmanuel Jokes.
I'm the fifth one. Yes. You know, okay. I'm the guy behind the and the lead vocalist of Front. Without him, Jogovic, there's no two.
All right.
Jokes, the man responsible for the vocals and some of the hit tracks performed by the legendary Kwaito group, Trompies, Esport, Converse All-Stars, Banzula Outfits, coupled with the Banzula dance moves. The group has been entertaining audiences for over two decades. It was not just the catchy tunes that had fans bopping their heads, but Mjokes is a co-director at Galawa Jazmee. Speaking to SABC a few years back, it was the Kwaito revolution that Mjokes was proud to be part of.
As much as the country was in just about to be liberated, as much as we have started the record label Galawa Jazmee, the Kwaito, when we started the Kwaito revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that was a revolution. But as much as we're still fresh from school, myself and Zen Mahuta, then we came across with Mandla Spikiri. Then we're working there as sound engineers. But ultimately, we could realize that we also look very young and vibrant,
yeah,
that we can also represent ourselves musically. Then that's why we decided to start a record company. Then it was Jazmee by that time, before we come together with the other guys, of which is Oskido, Mahuta, Oskido, Donlak, and Bruce.
Mm.
They were Kalawa. We were Jazmee.
The microphone of one of the pioneers of Kwaito has been silenced. The news has been devastating to those who worked closely with him, like Oscar Oskido Mdlongwa.
It's a huge loss for us, because out of us, you know, this is the guy who kept us together.
Mjokes' family is equally shattered. His brother, Tefo Matsane.
He started with the Ugadle Mo, the way after together.
Unfortunately, what happened, man, it left us very shocked.
The legendary performer will no longer grace the stage, but his music lives on in people's hearts and minds. Pearl Makobane, SABC News, Johannesburg.